Hey, hey, happy Friday. Oh, doesn't January just feel like one big fucking Monday? I feel like everything feels like Monday, which is kind of a good thing. Like, I like a Monday. I like that, you know, there's new stuff and we've got this freshness about, oh, we could start that for the first time, do that for the first time. We're still doing lots of things for the first time of the year, do you reckon? I don't know. Maybe it's just because I haven't been at work, but I'm finding I'm doing lots of first time things for 2025 still, even though we're nearly in the 20s of January. So January's all but gone, really, isn't it? But anyway, I think it's very interesting and it does feel full of possibility. You know, I love the possibility of a new year, but I've noticed there's a lot of fucking disruption. There was a new moon last night and it might be the new moon. I'm not sure. It could be heading into the Chinese lunar year, but there's a lot of disruption I'm noticing. I've been supporting a few friends this week that are in a lot of upheaval, broken relationships and businesses falling over and partnerships dissolving and weird worlds, just things happening, and none of them saw them happening. None of them saw it coming. Do you know what I mean? And I kind of think, like, I think that's really interesting. And I love. One of my greatest beliefs is that things happen for us and not to us. And the shittiest part about that belief is that you don't know when it's happening. Why? Like, why is it happening? And good old Marilyn Monroe, Marilyn said something, some famous quote once that said something about that good things fall apart so that better things can fall together. Quite like that from Marilyn. Clever blonde. Love that. I love the idea that good things can fall together, like better things can fall together. So something you thought was good might have fallen apart, but maybe something better's coming. Now, I am a serial optimist, like a pain in the ass, positive fucking Polly me. So very annoying in that I'm an excellent reframer and a very positive human. So if I think of something, I go, oh, what's the upside, you know? And so thinking that everything happens for me and then thinking that the universe is just playing a wee game and there's something under the curtain. Imagine that. You don't know what's coming from behind the curtain. And what happens often when shit happens to people, people jump into, oh, why is this happening to me? And when you go into, why is this happening to me? You become a victim. You go instantly into victim, which instantly means something is happening to you and you are a victim. And I go, oh, that's a shame. Whereas when you listen into, oh, listen, my cat is rummaging in a plastic bag. Lola, you're making noises on the podcast, darling. See, this is a live podcast here happening with the aminals. And so Lola has decided to find a bag. Listen to Lola. She's just found a bag. And she's decided to play with it. That's enough, Lola. Thank you. We're not having any bag playing while Mummy's on the podcast. Oh, God, Lola, she's so cute. Anyway, so when you step into, why is this happening to me? Right? Why is Lola ruining my podcast? Oh, my God, can't I get anything done around here? Everything gets ruined. You shut off your curious part of your brain, which is the problem-solving part, right? Instead of like, oh, why? I wonder why this is happening for me. I wonder what's next. I wonder. And staying in wonder, I'm such a fan of wonder. And wonder requires a lot of faith. So I genuinely believe, I'm trying to remember the name of the woman. Is it Gabrielle Bernstein that wrote the book, The Universe Has Your Back? God, I wish I'd written that book. And not because I particularly love the book, I just love the title. But The Universe Has Your Back, I so believe in that. And it's like, I really believe that we are supported. And I think we're supported to do the mission we're here to do, or to learn the shit we're here to learn. Not necessarily supported to win lotto and live happily ever after. You know, I don't know where people get off thinking that they're going to, we're fucking sold these fairy tales, eh? That we're going to, you know, you're going to meet this perfect human and then you're going to have this perfect family and you're going to have the perfect job and you're going to have all the money you ever need. And it's like, life just doesn't always work like that. You're here to have experiences. And you're here, the universe will support you to whatever experience you're meant to experience, whatever thing you're meant to learn, right? Like, I've got a friend who's in a big messy breakup and she's like, why the fuck is this happening? And I'm like, well, because it's meant to. Like, so maybe I'll, you know, oh, Mr. Prick actually isn't Mr. the right, Mr. Right. He certainly isn't even Mr. Right now. Like, let's move on. And imagine, now this is a pretty risky thing to say to someone who's in turmoil, but I love the concept of the greatest day of your life hasn't happened yet. That keeps me going. I wake up and think, maybe today will be the greatest day of my life. Like, you don't know. You have no idea. And I love the not knowing. And as a control freak, it's really weird that I'm so comfortable with the not knowing. But the reason I'm so comfortable is because I genuinely have faith in the universe. I have faith that I am supported in the world. And when you believe that the universe has got your back, whatever you think the universe is, you know, whether you think it's God or I just think of it as a large hammock underneath me so that I can't hurt myself. Like, even if something terrible happens, I'll just land in the hammock. And I do think being on a high-flying trapeze is often what life feels like. It's a bit mental, isn't it? Mental. That ain't a mental start to the year for me and mine, for the people I've noticed around me. It's been a really hectic time of the year, and there's something shifting. There's some big shifting happening in 2025. It's a year nine, a numerology year nine. So, you know, some of you are going, oh, fuck, that's a year two. Woo-woo for me. I'm going to turn off this now because I didn't know that you were so mental. And I'm like, no, mate, I am all the mental. I believe in everything. I believe in all the stuff. I believe in glitter, in magic, in the universe. And of course, the angels. Now, the angels aren't going to let you fall down. They're going to keep your hammock there. And sometimes you just need to say, could you bring the hammock a bit closer? Because I'm feeling a little bit wobbly. You know, and when you feel wobbly, notice this. I've noticed a couple of friends in severe wobbles, like major wobbles. When you're wobbly, let me tell you what has to happen. You need someone that'll make you eat. Because often when we're really stressed, we don't eat. And when you don't eat, your body feels unsafe because it hasn't got any food. So your body's going, ah, fucking, what's going on here? And it feels anxious. And you go, I can't eat because I'm anxious. And I'm like, yeah, but I think you're anxious because you haven't eaten, right? So it's that really simple shit. Make sure you eat all the time, even if it's just nibbling on something, a little cracker, or just put something in your body. And then you've got to make sure that you write things down, because your brain will be like a scrambled fucking egg, and you've got to have a note, because you'll go, oh yes, I said I'd ring him at 2 o'clock, and then 10 minutes later you're like, what time did I say I'd ring? I don't know. And I've noticed this when I've had friends in grief. I've noticed this about myself in really high stress situations. I've noticed this, like, when my kids were diagnosed with diabetes and I was in hospital and I was just getting bombarded with information and questions. What do you want to do about this? Where would you like that? What's the address for this? Where do you want? I'm like, fuck, I don't know, mate. I don't know my name. So writing shit down, I think, is really important. And even if you don't think you're going to need it, write it down. So if you know, so if you're in stress at the moment, eat and write. Eat, write, and sleep. They're my tips. There's never a time in life where you shouldn't eat, write, and sleep. Sleeping, writing, and eating are probably three of my biggest priorities every day. Started moving a bit more now, which my genes will be grateful for. But generally, eat, sleep, write. So I'm really big on eat. Put some good fuel in your tank. Write shit down, whether you're just writing your thoughts to get them out of your head, to help your head be less blocked, whether you're writing a list of shit you want to get done so you can get into some action, whether you're writing a list of things you've noticed. What are the things you're noticing? One of my kids has just started a new job, and I said to them, write everything down. Write down who you met, where you met them. And then you can go, fuck, what was the name of that guy that I bumped into on the corner of this street and that street? And you can go, oh, it's in my notes. Write everything down. When you're new, when you're stressed, when you're tired, all the things. So there you go. Eat, sleep, write. It's like eat, pray, love, isn't it? Liz Gilbert's amazing, but I'm going to see Liz Gilbert next month. I'm very excited. Liz Gilbert, I think, is my idol. I think I'm in love with her. Love her. So she wrote Eat, Pray, Love. She also wrote Big Magic. I think it's probably the second best, most greatest book I've ever read. So you should read Big Magic by Liz Gilbert if you haven't. And I loved it so much that when I got to the end, I had like 10 pages left and I gave myself one page a day because I didn't want it to be over. That's how you know something's really good, right? So there you go. So eat, sleep, write. That's my tip for today. Have a lovely, lovely weekend. If you're in Wellington, you've got a long weekend. Enjoy that. If you're in the rest of the country, ha ha. Enjoy work on Monday. I'll be having my meeting on Monday. Even though I'm having a holiday, I'll be working. So I will see you for my Monday morning meeting. Toodaloo.